He spoke with a public health official who spent the first 8 months of the year dealing with a regional measles outbreak.
Dr. Catherine Wells is the director of Lubbock Public Health, a major coordinator during the West Texas measles outbreak. Two-thirds of the more than 700 confirmed cases were in children. She says that while the MMR and chickenpox vaccines remain as separate recommendations for children, parents will have fewer choices.
We saw the impact of what happens when we have large unvaccinated populations. And in Texas, you know, vaccine's very much a choice, but we want to make sure that we have all those tools available so that parents can make those choices.
The committee's recommendations will affect what health providers carry, what insurance will cover, and what's available through the federal Vaccines for Texas Children program. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Larned in Lubbock.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Flights in and out of Kansas are back on schedule this morning following the delays of dozens of flights yesterday. The Kansas City Star reports the airport was affected by an FAA equipment outage at air traffic control. Airports in Texas, including Dallas-Fort Worth and Dallas-Love Field, also grounded and diverted flights after reporting equipment outages. Those ground stops continue this morning. A Kansas telecommunications company will discontinue the email that many farmers and businesses use. As Kaylin Moore reports, it marks the end of an era for many rural Kansans.
Pioneer Communications is a local company in western Kansas that provides internet, TV, and phone services in the rural area. The company said in a news release that it will no longer support their email service for customers because it's increasingly challenging to maintain. That leaves many farmers and rural residents looking for a new and non-local email service. The company is reminding rural users their email is likely connected to their banks, healthcare portals, and workplaces. Users will have until next June to transfer their emails. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A Lawrence woman was arrested after allegedly taking control of a city bus and driving it away. The Lawrence Journal reports that 26-year-old Sharika Naomi Carey was arrested yesterday after allegedly forcing herself into the driver's seat of the bus while it was at Central Station, then driving the bus away.
PR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a 20-25% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before noon today, highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy for tonight, lows in the 60s with a slight chance of rain. Showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm for tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
When meat and fish are just too expensive, what's an alternative source for protein? In the Democratic Republic of Congo, caterpillars may be on the menu. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Highs today in the mid-70s. Winds from the south. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm for tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars. We've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go a little farther. Our fall membership drive begins Friday morning when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. It's our Power Breakfast, when you can double the value of your KPR pledge. Join us Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive.
This is NPR News.
Children as young as 3 years old can develop body image concerns. Author Susan Verde takes that on in her new picture book, Body Beautiful.
I just felt like if I could get to kids a little bit earlier, maybe we could interrupt some of these concerns that they have at such a young age.
Talking to kids about all the weird and wonderful things our bodies are built to do on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, imagine a future when Britain is partly submerged by rising sea levels. What do people remember of the past? We'll hear from Ian McEwan about his newest novel, What We Can Know. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Speaking of books, hope you'll join me at the Kansas Book Festival. It's underway right now at Washburn University in Topeka. Dozens of authors, lots of vendors, food, fun, music, lots more. You can find a complete schedule and more information at kansasbookfestival.com.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Support for NPR comes from the station communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210ZR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26, 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org.
Do you love public radio? Hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? You can donate your old vehicle to KPR. We'll pick it up, and proceeds from the sale will fund our programs. Programs like Weekend Edition Saturday and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Find out more about KPR's vehicle donation program at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz.
I'm Shioki Ayens.
And I'm Peter Sagal. It was a week when one of America's most treasured couples split up. We assume they both comforted themselves by sitting on the couch with a few thousand pints of ice cream. We'll ask, who said, it's not me, it's you? And St. Louis's own legendary play-by-play man, Chip Carey, stops by to play-by-play our games. Plus, Shioki Ayens, and filling in for Bill Curtis, tells us that he had to sprint the last few blocks to make it to the show on time.
I was red in the face and out of breath.
We'll explain who really got all hot and bothered right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Pentagon is implementing new guidelines that will require journalists to agree to report only approved and officially released information.
All on the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. A slight chance of rain. A slight chance of rain tonight as well with lows in the lower 60s. It's 70 degrees in Chanute, 70 degrees in Lawrence.
The following program was taped in front of an audience of...
This week on KPR Presents, it's a look at the ground beneath our feet, from Kansas geology to the fungus in our dirt. We'll also take a trip to Ottawa to visit Prairie Paws Animal Shelter in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for KPR Presents, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, exploring the foundations of education through art and philosophy, with opening exhibition called History, Notice Me. Details at winterschool70.com.
Join us later today for 105 Live when we'll be highlighting the Kaw Valley Jukebox. Brad Allen and Kevin Corcoran of the Lawrence Public Library share some of their favorite tracks and tell us all about this unique collection of music from around Northeast Kansas. Nick Carswell's your host for 105 Live today at 5 o'clock on all KPR 1 stations. Over on KPR 2, of course, it's BBC World Service. Mostly cloudy skies for today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms yet this morning. Highs today in the mid-70s. It's 71 in Lawrence, 71 in Emporia, 70 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR station.
Tribute to Count Basie, featuring Alex Abramovitz and his swingin' KC Jazz Band. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me for Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn on September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org. And from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021 with the goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com. Mostly cloudy skies for today, highs in the mid-70s. It's already 71 in Atchison, 72 in Chanute, 72 in Emporia, 71 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and BritBox, committed to helping viewers...
So wait, don't tell me.
I bet we will. Thank you, Gioca Hansen. Thanks also to Rachel Koster, Adam Felber, and Dulce Sloan. A very special thanks to Leslie Davis, everyone at St. Louis Public Radio. Thanks to our fabulous audience who came out
to see us at the Fabulous Fox in St. Louis. And thanks to all of you out there for listening wherever you are. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
The Moth is supported by BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 30,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive today and tomorrow. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, Dole Fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn on September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org. KPR's fall membership drive starts Friday morning, and you can help us get off to a strong start during our power breakfast when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. Join us Friday morning.
From PRX, this is the Moth. Ever get a question that stopped you in your tracks? Or maybe an especially harrowing job interview? We want to hear about it. Please call the Moth Pitch Line and leave us a 1 to 2 minute message with the relevant details. We listen to all the pitches, and maybe one day you'll end up on one of our stages and later on the Moth Radio Hour. Don't be shy. You can pitch us a story right on our site or call 877-799-MOTH. That's 877-799-MOTH. We hope to hear from you. In a moment, a man questions whether he has what it takes to be a caregiver, and a rabbi in training fields an inquiry that is way over his head when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting turning research, policy solutions, and civic engagement into results for Kansas women, with United We CEO Wendy Doyle on September 24th. More at doleinstitute.org. Mostly cloudy skies today. Not going to get a whole lot warmer than it is right now. We're looking for highs in the mid-70s. We're almost there already. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the low 60s. Showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. It's 74 in Lawrence, 74 in Chanute.
From PR, I want to thank all the tellers in this hour and encourage everyone to be inquisitive, because there are a lot of great stories out there just begging to be told, if only you'd ask. That's it for this episode of the Moth Radio Hour, and we hope you'll join us next time.
This episode of the Moth Radio Hour was produced by me, Jay Allison, and Jennifer Hickson, who also hosted and directed the stories in the show. Co-producer is Vicki Merrick, associate producer Emily Couch. The rest of the Moth's leadership team includes Sarah Haberman, Christina Norman, Sarah Austin-Jeunesse, Kate Tellers, Marina Cluche, Leanne Gully, Suzanne Rust, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Patricia Urena. Moth stories are true, as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Diwali and Philippe Boudot, Victor Krauss, Adam Ben Ezra, Felix LeBond, and Croca. We receive funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and to learn all about The Moth, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, the hand that rocks the gavel. We'll hear of a group of immigration judges who almost never speak to the press. Talk about how our immigration court system is being dismantled from the inside. That's just ahead on This American Life here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics, Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net. The best way to start your morning is with a good breakfast. The best way for KPR to start our fall membership drive is with our Power Breakfast. Join us Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There's no better way for you to make your pledge to KPR go farther. Join us for breakfast Friday morning here on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain. Lows around 62, showers for tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. It's 74 in Atchison, 75 in Chanute, 75 in Emporia, 73 degrees in Topeka.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. This